Archers for the week 20th to 25th July 2003.
It's the day of the Ambridge Fete.
Oh, if this doesn't trip them up, nothing will. Right a bit, Jill.
I'm seeing a whole new side to you over the design of this course, Alistair.
Oh, this jump's not that high, really. Anyway, the St John ambulance are here.
You won't be needing them.
Oh, that'll do. Oh, to be honest, I've been glad to have the fate to take my mind off things. And Shula has too.
It's such an ugly thing to have happened. That poor horse.
Yeah. Shula dreads going out there now, just in case.
Horrible. What do you call this thing?
Hello, Eddie.
Not having second thoughts, are you?
Oh, I wasn't expecting the flipping horse of the year show.
It's a simple brush jump. Shula's got 5-year-olds who can get over it.
Oh, not a horse here. Oh, I suppose there's a water jump, is there? And a wall.
Well, no wall, but I shall be constructing something at the pond.
Oh, flipping it. Chloe's going to go spare.
Oh, and don't forget to remind her the weigh-ins at the Bull in private.
Yeah, OK. And then we parade them in the paddock, do we? And you examine their teeth.
I see you've got your racing colours on anyway.
Oh, yeah. Got one for Clary and all. Designer, they are.
Really?
Straight off the catwalks of New York, mate. Well, by way of the Crudley car boot.
Very smart.
Right. Reckon I'll walk the course then. See you.
Bye.
Right, Jill. If you can spare another 10 minutes, I've got another surprise lined up for them.
Who's going to bother to cheat in a guess the weight of the llama competition anyway?
Well, Linda thinks that Jo thinks that she is.
What?
Yeah, so after people have guessed, she wants the llamas weighed in front of everyone, so we can't say she fixed it.
She's psycho.
You know her and Jo are always arguing. I'm just glad it's not us lot who've got to be weighed on.
What is it about women and their weight? I don't get it.
And that charm is what makes you a bloke.
Morning.
Oh, hiya.
Nice day off yesterday.
Oh, lovely, thanks. Greg was off too, so we just lazed around.
Thought you'd have been practising for the wife carrying.
No need. Greg's pretty athletic anyway.
Going in for it now, are you?
Well, it's good to know I can still surprise you, Tom.
Oh, hey, I better get on and light the barbecue.
Yeah, thanks, Kirsty. And can you split some rolls?
Yeah, okay.
Bit warm for a barbecue, isn't it? Do you think people will be more likely to want a nice cooling ice cream?
Oh, you think so?
Want a bet on it?
It seems funny having the ice cream and the barbecue right smack bang next to each other.
Oh, I don't know. Main course and pudding.
I hope my little tubs don't melt.
Well, Pat said the stalls would be squashed up because of the race course, but I think Alistair's gone a bit mad. It's huge.
Is it? Caddy's gone to have a look.
Well, Tom's gran's not very happy. Her white elephant's right next to the coconut shy.
That's plain dark.
You looking forward to the race, Clary?
Ooh, hardly. But Eddie seems to think we're in with a chance.
Where are you in Kenton's book?
11-1. Our William and Emma's joint favourite.
Brilliant. Me and Tom are somewhere in the middle, I think.
What I'm wondering is if we'll see Adam and Brenda as late entrants.
Oh, I don't think so.
Betty said they went out last week. Bit of a romance there, do you think?
Adam might be a boyfriend for Brenda, but not a boyfriend, if you see what I mean.
Ah.
Well, he's gay, Clary.
No! Does Betty know?
I'm not sure.
So, I'd like to declare this fete open and urge you to spend lots and lots of money all in a good cause. Don't forget to get the weight of the llama. And if you're not up to entering our special wife-carrying race, do at least have a bet. There's an official tote, and if the excitement gets too much for you, you can repair to the Bull, the beer tent, or the WIT tent for refreshments. Thank you for coming, and enjoy yourself.
You're going to need all the help you can get, Helen. This wind's really brought the temperature down.
Oh, it's sending enough smoke this way.
I guess people will be wanting hot food after all.
I eat ice cream in Moscow at sub-zero temperatures, Tom.
Hot sausages, best organic sausages.
Delicious ice cream, best in Borsetshire.
I'm sorry, Helen. However many there is, there's still a queue for the toilet.
What? I saw you, yakking with Betty and Susan. Any leads on the great boiler robbery?
Oh, no, nothing.
Oh, well. Anyway, Helen hasn't exactly been killed in the rush.
No, and Dad will be here to take over soon. Nearly time for the race.
Oh, well, in that case, do you mind if I just nip and have a quick word with Kathy? There's something I've got to tell her.
tunnel?
Well, sectional one. Oh. Yeah. Alistair's going crazy, if you ask me.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no point in doing it if there aren't any challenges.
Well, it's okay for you, Greg. After hearing from Helen, how fit you are.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie, there's some... I've got to... Here, how many points have you had?
Eh? Not all these dead ones are mine, Clary.
So you say. Come over here a minute, listen.
Ladies and gentlemen... This is just to alert you to the fact that the wife-carrying race will be starting in 15 minutes' time. Could all ladies participating please make their way to the pool where the weigh-in will take place? Thank you.
There you go, Clary. You'd better get over there.
Me too. Are you going to drink that, Greg?
Hey? No, if you want.
Oh, thanks.
Hang on, you're trying to weigh heavy so Tom gets more beer.
Flipping it. Quick, have a drink, Clary.
No, there ain't time. And if you think I'm going round that course with my legs crossed, you've got another thing coming.
Nice try, Eddie.
And I hope you ain't sunk so many points that your legs will give way neither.
Right, now who's first?
Oh, go on, Helen. Okay. Oh, phew. Smells as bad as I thought.
Thank you. Kirsty?
Okay, then.
And you, love.
I don't know why we're doing it in here. I thought we'd be out the back.
Don't worry, Clary. It doesn't hurt.
It's supposed to be secret, though, isn't it?
Alistair, have you seen Shula?
Okay, thanks, Kirsty. No, not since about two. Sorry. Why?
It's wonderful. Alan's here.
Alan? How did he know about it?
I don't know. Someone must have mentioned it last time he was here. I'm hoping he'll present the prizes. You don't think Oliver will mind, do you?
Oh, shouldn't think so.
No. I'll see you all later. Good luck, all of you.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Joe. Clary.
Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute.
Okay. Hayley, then?
Eddie. What is it now?
You heard? Alan Titchmarsh is here. What if he comes in?
Well, should he?
Well, he likes the bull. He had his dinner here.
Yeah, he's not going to come in. Linda Snell's probably nabbed him.
I'd die if he saw me being weighed.
He won't. Now get on with it.
Come to that. I don't want him seeing me being lugged round upside down the fireman's lift.
What?
I can't do it, Eddie. We'll have to drop out.
What? No way. Just because of him.
Alan.
Now listen to me, Clary Grundy. You get on them scales and into that race.
And they're off. And straight away, it's the joint favourites, Will and Emma, taking the lead. But coming up close behind them, there's Roy and Hayley with Sid and Jolene behind them. Then Greg and Helen, Tom and Kirsty, Derek and Pat Fletcher, and the rest of the field bunched behind. It's hard to say what's going to prove the best style of carrying, but the fireman's lift seems to be a strong favourite, with the piggyback a close second. Oh, and coming up on the outside now, as the runners approach the first obstacle, the tractor tyres, it's Eddie and Clary, and oh dear, there's Roy and Hayley down. They've taken a tumble there. Oh, but they're up again. But as we go into the tyres, it's Will and Emma in the lead, followed by... No! It's Sid and Jolene, followed by Will and Emma. Then Greg and Helen, very nimble there over the tyres. Tom and Kirsty a bit slow. I don't know what's holding those two up. Very slow they are. In fact, Eddie and Clary are overtaking them now. Well, this is a surprise. For someone carrying 14 stone three, he's making very short work of those tyres. Oh.
Right! That's it. Stop. We're doing great. He's only gone and told everyone how much I weigh.
Oh, forget it. Quick sprint to the pond now.
I could die. Do you think Alan heard?
Nah, of course not.
I bet he did.
Forget it. Tell us this great bit of gossip you've been on about.
Now?
Why not? Aye, aye. Here it comes. Plank over the pond.
It's about Adam Macy.
Oh, yeah. Easy as she goes.
He's gay.
Gay? Never.
Oh, dear. And they're in the water. Oh, no. Eddie and Clary, who've been doing so well, down. But are they out?
Well, I think it was a great result.
Yeah, well done, you two.
Yeah, congratulations, Grace.
Thanks. All down to the jockey, I reckon.
Of course, we'll see who the real winner is when we tot up our takings for the afternoon.
Oh, leave it, will you? You won on the food, okay?
Yeah, shut up, Tom. Oh, so competitive.
Yep, here they come. The synchronised swimming team.
Very funny. Don't give up the day job, eh?
Have you dried out, Clary?
Just about. My hair still stinks, though.
What happened to you? Any wrong? You were dead swamp.
Yeah, well... Kirsty's brilliant idea of drinking about five pints beforehand wasn't exactly the best she's ever had.
Oh, I was that desperate for the loo, I couldn't bear all the joggling around.
I still reckon we could have won.
even after our little accident?
We never had a chance, not really. Anyhow, you've already had a belly full of beer today.
The tragedy of it is, you're not even a big drinker, are you, Greg?
Oh, what a waste.
Don't worry, I'll be sharing it around.
That's more like it.
Where is he anyway, Alan?
I haven't seen him.
Linda Snell's probably kidnapped him, forced him to go and look at her garden again.
That's what I said.
She always did say to look better later in the season.
Clary, I'm so sorry.
I should think you are.
No, I am really. It just slipped out.
Yeah, right.
The heat of the moment, you know. I really can't apologise enough.
Well, it's too late now anyway. Everybody knows.
Well, yes, but I'm sure it's one of those things that... Well, everyone else has probably forgotten about it by now.
That don't help my Clary, does it? Being publicly humiliating.
No, I wouldn't have liked it. Not me.
I am sorry.
It's all right. As long as he ain't said nothing about it.
Who?
Alan.
Alan? No, of course not. I don't think he saw the start of the race. Linda grabbed him to guess the weight of the llama.
He told you.
That's something anyway.
And perhaps to make up for it, you might like to waive your charge next time Bart needs a few pills.
What?
So very much, I'll tell Dad.
If I could just have your attention, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, right.
Time now to do the grand draw and to present the prize for the wife carrying. And to do so, please welcome a very unexpected guest, who arrived here earlier unannounced. A special visitor, Alan Franks.
Who?
Our new vicar.
Alan Franks? But I thought...
Thanks very much, Jill. Well, I couldn't have had a better introduction to Ambridge. You certainly know how to enjoy yourself. If this fate's anything to go by, I can see I'm in for a pretty wild time here. And I am delighted. My first official duty is to present a crate of beer to Greg and Helen. Hooray!
And was the new vicar being less than truthful?
I don't care what he said. Wife carrying, llamas. He must think we're well weird.
He's the weirdo. Who'd want to come and live in Ambridge?
Well, loads of people do.
Yeah, especially his vicar.
There's those Americans at the Dower House.
Oh, they're probably out of some cult.
And the Hathaways came.
Yeah, that was a wild success, wasn't it?
Okay, well, the Snells then.
Don't let Grandad hear. You'll start him off.
Don't let Grandad hear what?
Nothing. Well, the field's looking better, isn't it?
We'd have made more progress if you got here sooner.
Well, I told you, I had bales to shift for Oliver. I'll have Dad on to me as it is. I'm supposed to be doing some block paving down Glebelands.
Well, you can do that any time. We've got to get this field smarted up before next week.
Oh, it's my fault. Keeping him talking, I'll get off.
Oh, no, Fallon, don't go.
No, you're all right, love. Yeah. Well, we could comb the grass and cut bird shapes out the hedge. Ain't going to make no difference to the planners, is it?
Well, you don't know that, Joe.
No. I mean, it's like you're going to wear your suit for the meeting. It's all about appearances.
Well, that's exactly what they're all objecting to, isn't it? The look of the barn.
Well, it's no good getting depressed about it. Not everyone's against it. Loads of people said so yesterday.
Yeah, and you enjoyed the fate, didn't you? You and Bart.
Well,
of course he did. A bit more than Mum, anyway.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry for her. Alistair in his big mouth, and then taking a dive in the pond.
Oh, Clary, don't know what to think, eh? First off, she's happy it ain't Alan Titchmarsh and her levy she is. But then she reckons she don't want the new vicar knowing, neither.
Why what?
Now she's worrying everyone will think that's why Dad dropped her.
I thought he slipped.
Well, only because she just told him about Adam Macy coming out.
Oh, right.
Eh? Coming out of where?
This is amazing.
Yes, I'm sure.
And the range of alternative crops.
Nigel, could you re-enter Earth from cyberspace for a moment, do you think?
Hmm? Sorry, Lizzie.
You know that phone call earlier? It was Siobhan.
Oh, yes? How is she?
Well, that's just it. She sounded very down.
Oh, what about? It's not Rory, is it?
Well, no. It's everything, really.
It's starting to sink in, is it?
I think she spends a lot of time rerunning this time last year, if you know what I mean.
And thinking how it might have been.
Yes. And instead, she's stuck in some dismal house on her own with a small baby.
But I thought she was glad to get out of her mother's.
Oh, she was. But now... Well, it's not easy. And once Rory's asleep at night, she's trapped.
I see. Well, I suppose her friends will just have to come to her, like you did.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't think she's got anyone.
No one at all?
Well, there's one woman she mentioned. She'd met her at the clinic.
Yes?
Well, she's married. Everything's wonderful, and it just underlines everything she hasn't got.
Poor Siobhan.
Yes. Oh, I felt awful, making these soothing noises. And, oh, it's so meaningless.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure she feels better for having a good old moan.
I hope so. I do, anyway. Thanks.
Anytime.
You can go back to your... what is it today?
It's biomass energy.
Oh, Nigel.
No, Lizzie, this really could work. You see, Willow and Poplar are very fast-growing.
Nigel, no. Look, I'm all for going back to nature, but you've got to think on a smaller scale.
Smaller. Right. Lynx. Oh, now that sounds interesting.
Am I interrupting?
Usha, no. Come on in.
Hello.
Hi. I brought back the speakers you lent us for the fete.
Oh, are they in your car? I'll come and heave them out.
Thanks. George helped me at the other end, but they are quite heavy.
No, it's all right, Nigel. You stay here. We'll go and find Titcomb.
Oh, okay then.
You haven't got to rush off, have you? I want all the gossip from the fete.
Harry! Hmm? Oh, thank goodness you're in.
Oh, Susan, look. Pat let me go a bit early, so I thought I'd get the washing up. You okay?
No, not really. Have you got 5 minutes?
Yeah, of course. We'll have a cup of tea, shall we?
Whatever is it now?
You credit it. Ah, you're in. It makes you wonder what'll be next with this family.
Alice could get pregnant. Oh no, Kate's done that already.
I could fall out with her mum and dad and go and live somewhere else. Oh, no. I've done that as well. There you go, Fallon.
Oh, dad. Poor kid.
Well, maybe she'll be the one that turns out all right.
Yeah, maybe. What's one side, you, Joe?
Walter.
Not that there's anything wrong with Adam being gay.
I don't know. I'm old enough to remember when having a gay night out meant just enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it still does. Only not quite like the rest of us.
Oh, shut up, Ed. Like, you're as bad as Sid. Mum spent all last night trying to calm him down.
Well, he's taken quite a shine to Adam Macy, isn't he? With the cricket and that.
Well, Mum thinks it's great. She says Adam can come shopping with us any time.
Well, I'd come shopping with you if you asked me.
You?
Yeah, it'd be cool. Hanging around the changing rooms, watching all the fit girls going in and out.
Oh, and men wonder why women like gay girls.
Busy, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Oh, we're helping Joe tidy the field.
Yeah, looks like it. What did I say?
Oh, Jazz?
Man, your T-shirt.
It's 200 smackers here.
Blimey.
You want an interest?
No, this is great. Oh, come here, mate.
Get off.
What's it for?
How
old? Wow.
Would you... Shh, don't ask, right? Right. So, do I get a drink?
Well, help yourself, man.
Thank you very much. What's going down?
Adam Macy, mostly.
What's with him?
Well, he's batting for the other side, isn't he?
Huh? Cricket?
No, you know, he dances on the other side of the ballroom.
Don't let him get close enough to smell your shower gel, you know what I mean?
Good, he's a fag. Fuck. Are you hugging me? Is it catching now or what?
How wonderful to have your own cafe where you can come every afternoon. It's got to be one of my biggest fantasies.
You sad thing, you.
Sad? Me and Cake, we've got this thing going.
Oh, yes.
A piece of cake never lets you down. And if it does, you can always have another one.
Do I detect the phrase unlike men hovering in the background somewhere?
Possibly. It's all right for you. You've got Nigel.
Oh, yes, I've got Nigel.
But he's a lovely man.
Yes, he is. Of course he is. And I am very lucky. But he's driving me round the twist at the moment with his latest eco-enthusiasms.
Such as?
Well, it depends when you get him. Last week, it was wind and water power.
In Borsetshire?
Then it was solar power.
With her climate?
Well, you see, my problem. Just now, it was biomass.
I thought Brian tried that and gave it up.
He did. He's had to turn it into shooting cover.
Mm, that's right.
I'm sure it could be great in time, but the best ideas are the ones we can do something with now. Well, like his cycle trail.
You're very focused, aren't you?
One of us has to be. Once Nigel gets hold of something, he does tend to wander off into a world of his own.
Well, you must be a pretty good team, really, to keep this place going.
Oh, feels like an uphill struggle sometimes. You know, I must give you our conference pack before you go. See if you can persuade Jefferson Crabtree to come here.
Well, if there's cake in it for me.
Oh, there would be. Winter's the main conference season, obviously. In the summer, we concentrate more on the house and grounds.
When do you ever get away?
Not often enough. We did have a few days in Ireland in May.
Yeah, Ruth said, for Rory's baptism.
That's right.
How's Siobhan?
I heard from her today, actually. She's up and down.
She's had some pretty big life changes to deal with in the past year.
Yes, a lot to get used to.
Is she working?
A bit. Agency stuff, mostly. But she works from home. It's not ideal.
A lot of you are already feeling a bit cut off.
Exactly.
This was just now.
The site manager rang me at Tom's. And Neil was going straight from the pigs to Home Farm. He obviously can't hear his phone, so I couldn't get hold of him to tell him.
Susan, I can't believe they've sacked you. And over the phone!
Well, he hasn't got time to mess about, has he? Huh. It's not like I've got a desk to clear or anything.
Even so.
Oh, it made me feel that small, though, Clary. Well, worse than small. Guilty.
One little lapse.
I didn't set the alarm, though, did I? I mean, that's what they were paying me for, as much as the cleaning.
They could have given you another chance.
Well, he didn't say as much, but I...
What?
Well, I know he thinks I was involved somehow.
Involved?
With thieving the boiler. That not setting the alarm was deliberate.
Oh, Susan, anyone who knows
would
you...
would know that I've been in prison once already.
You don't think someone's dragged that up?
The police must have.
But they haven't got anyone for it. There's no one to link you with.
Mud sticks, Clary.
Well, I still think sacking you is very unfair.
I've sort of been expecting it. And they're not going to want me around if there's a shred of doubt in their minds, are they?
You're taking it very well.
Oh, I'm not. I'm like a jelly inside. It's not just me. It's Mum. I mean, I was going to put her forward to take over from me come September.
Oh, yeah, Pat said.
But they won't look at her now. Oh, my God, Clary.
What?
What if the school gets to hear and they change their minds?
They won't. They've given you the job now.
But I couldn't bear it. We'd be back where we started, only worse.
Oh, right, we're going to get a grip and carry on tidying this field then, or what?
Oh, I think I've gone past it now.
You were always past
it. Shut up! No.
Leave it. I can't be bothered. Besides, we might as well enjoy the pole barn where we can.
Look, you may get to keep it yet, Joe.
And if you don't, well, you've seen on Foursquare any rope.
Yeah, and you and Bart were the best bit of the fate.
Yeah, sure. I'll help you tomorrow, Grandad, if Dad lets us off.
No, you're a good lad, Edward.
You know what I had.
here, that's lady present.
Where?
Ow!
What a lovely pastoral scene. Minus the fighting, of course.
What do you want, Nigel Partridge?
Well, to give you some good news, I hope. Clary said I'd find you here.
Well, that'd be blooming good.
It is. Here we are, Common Ground. I found it on the internet.
What?
They're a charity, and they've set up something called the Corrugated Iron Club.
You what?
They say that corrugated roofs and buildings weather in a beautiful and distinctive way, and they should be valued and preserved.
Yeah, but our barn's brand new.
Yeah, it's hardly the same.
That doesn't matter. They're keen to preserve all corrugated buildings.
Timber and corrugated, they're part of the local scene. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's ammunition for your fight, anyway.
Well, it's worse than that. Here, Fallon, you got a camera, you go and get it. I want a picture of this barn for the website.
Oh, what now?
Yeah, I'll show Linda.
That's for you, Nigel Partridge. Oh, you're a good lad.
Honestly, Joe.
That pleases everyone like a total Nancy now.
It's Tuesday morning, and Adam's lending a hand.
Are you winning, Adam?
What? Oh, morning, Ruth.
Hi.
Yeah, just. I was a bit too keen when I shoved the chiller on the trailer, I think. All the weight's at the front.
Makes it harder to hit.
Ooh, tell me about it. So, are you looking forward to your day out with Mum?
I don't know about a day out. It's going to be a learning experience for me, the farmer's market.
We're still learning ourselves, really.
You seem to have got the hang of it pretty quickly. Jill was saying you've been taking nearly 1,000 a time.
Well, 850 is our best so far, but Mum's not happy to leave it there. She's going for those magic four figures.
£1,000 just for standing around for a few hours. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, well, it's not all profit, don't forget.
No, I realise that, but even so...
Are you starting to rethink how to market the Herefords?
Well, not really. I still can't see how we'd spare the time for farmers' markets. I can only help today because we're quiet on the harvest.
Yeah. Look, Ruth... I want to say, I'm really sorry, you know, for that hold-up last week.
Oh, don't worry about it. That was last week.
Has David forgiven us yet, though?
He was just stressed. He's better now the first barley's in.
Oh, good.
He's worrying about the protein in the wheats now.
Yeah, right, me too.
And he's got more time to fret about the TB.
I know, that's really bad luck.
Well, if it is bad luck, you just have to accept it. What's bugging David is whether there was anything we could have done about it.
Well, I doubt it. I'm sure you're really careful about where you buy in from.
We are. And we rear most of our own replacements anyway.
Adam, could you take... hello, Ruth. You're nice and early.
Here, Mum, I'll take...
Thanks.
Can I do anything?
If you could get the door... How many more cool boxes, Mum?
Four. Shall I?
No, it's all right. I'll get them.
I'll stick these in.
Thanks.
Sorry, Ruth. I had Alice on the phone.
Oh, yeah? How's Pony Club camp?
Oh, she's loving it. Not getting much sleep, I don't think.
I bet. She's doing nothing but horses at the moment, isn't she? The display at the fair.
And the local show on Saturday. She got another rosette for her wall.
Good for her.
Yes, she did very well. We had an email from Debbie the other day. She sounds in good form too. She does, doesn't she?
Almost back to her old self.
Yes, I think she is. It's just a pity that she's had to go away from home to do it.
Here you are. You keeping an eye on the time, Mum?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oops, the leaflets. They're on the kitchen table.
I'll get them, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Ruth. They're in the box.
Okay.
Right.
Adam, I don't suppose you've... Darling, do you think you might get a chance to talk to Brian today?
I don't know, Mum. We've got 40 acres of rape to get through, all being well.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, there's no desperate hurry.
No. I will... I mean, it's just such a busy time.
Would all train checkout operators please go to the main checkout?
You know what that'll be? All those Tom Archer sausages people are buying.
I hope so.
It went all right, didn't it, the tasting?
Yeah, great. We can put our pin-up of Neil away till next time.
I'll help you again if you want.
Thanks, Kirsty. You're great at it.
Not really.
Yeah, you are. You just know. Like the way you know to cut the sausages on the slant.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Well, not to Fallon, it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I'm not Fallon.
No, you certainly are not.
What's come over you, Mr. Big Executive? What about your public?
No one's looking. Anyway, I'm off duty now. Sorry. That's Nikki Howell. Nikki, how are you doing?
Tell her about the tasting.
Yeah, good, thanks. Just done another tasting. Yeah, it went very well.
And about the checkouts.
Sorry? Yeah, I'm sure I can find you a window somewhere in the next couple of weeks. This week? Yeah, sure. Not Thursday, obviously. Any reason for the... Oh. Right. Yeah, I see. Yeah. I'll come in on Friday, then. Felsham. Okay, fine. Right, well, I'll see you then. Yeah, bye.
What?
She wants to see me.
Yeah, and?
She says sales are still down.
Oh, Tom.
She wants to review what we're going to do.
This has got to be where it came from.
Well, you can't be sure of that, David.
Dad, there's another set over there. What more proof do you need?
And the TB at Bank Farm.
Well, I can't believe there's been any direct contact. I've checked the fences. There's nowhere they could have got through.
Well, it doesn't always have to be badgers.
There's no other way. We've been so careful about buying in, especially since our last bout.
Yes, I know, but you know the problems there have been since foot and mouth.
Dad, it's badgers. We all know that. There's this big trial in Ireland that proves it. The politicians over here haven't got the guts to act on it.
Yes, yes, all right.
Sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to sound off at you, but it's got to be the badgers.
Well... It does work both ways. There's a worry in Cumbria that bought-in cattle will give it to the badger population. And the local wildlife's got no natural immunity because it's never been a hot spot before.
Yeah, well, my heart bleeds.
And there's this Krebs inquiry.
Oh, please. We're 2 years into a 5-year inquiry. We won't see any results till 2006. Already had TB at Brookfield 3 times in 10 years. At this rate, we'll be due another dose of it by then. What am I supposed to do in the meantime?
Well, I suggest you calm down, David. You'll be having a heart attack.
Sorry. Shall we get back, have a cup of tea?
Good idea. Good. There are things you can do. Fencing, for example.
Well, I can't badger-proof the whole farm, can I? They dig, remember?
Talking about fencing the fields, I was thinking about the buildings, the feed.
Well, we keep the feed troughs well off the ground. Door to the feed store shut.
Oh, come on, David. Pip could get underneath that door, she tried. No, he wants some net at the bottom there.
That's true, I suppose.
I know you'll feel better if you can be doing something.
Yeah, you're right.
I was coming to find you.
Ah.
Bert said you'd gone for a walk.
Hi, love.
Hello, Ruth.
How'd you get on?
At Hollerton. Great.
She's been to the farmer's market with Jennifer.
Oh, no, Jennifer.
What?
I promised her some photos of the fete in years gone by. She wants them for the website.
Well, you'll catch her in now, topping up the takings.
How much did she make?
Stop counting at 900.
It's a bit of good return, isn't it?
That'll be us in a couple of months, for the Herefords.
Hope so. But don't let's tempt fate.
1,005 pounds 60p.
That's brilliant. How did you get those odd few pence?
Ah, well, Ruth and I had a couple of coffees.
Oh, I see.
I'll pay it back. But even so, we made our target.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. So, what do you think next time? 1,100?
Listen to you, Borsetshire Businesswoman of the Year. Is there any more chutney?
It's in the top cupboard. Oh, I'll do that for you, Adam.
I can make my own sandwich, Mum, honestly.
Oh, all right. When do you think you'll be finished tonight?
I don't know. Depends how long it takes Jeff and Neil to fix the combine.
At least you haven't had to get the engineer out.
That's not that serious. The brick bounced off the cover. Still bent the cutter bar there.
So, doesn't look as though you'll get to talk to Brian today.
No. And the 30 acre will be fit tomorrow, and there's the top half of home field to finish. Lambs to weigh.
Oh, I'm sorry that you haven't found your moment yet, that's all.
Oh, me too. I didn't think it'd be this difficult, Mum.
You'll find the right time.
Yeah. The thing is, it's not just about me and Brian. It's all of us. You've been getting on so well. And I can see the two of you. Well, things getting easier day by day. I don't want to tip that up, unbalance everything.
You won't.
I don't want it to be like it was with Debbie, her thing just taking over.
Oh, I'm sure none of us will let that happen.
I hope not.
Only me.
Oh, hello, Phil. Hello. Come in. Would you like some tea?
Well, no, thanks. I've just had some. Oh, hello, Adam.
Hi. Excuse me, I've got to get on with this.
Yeah, yes, of course. You must be busy. I brought you those photographs, Jennifer.
Oh, marvellous. There's been so much comment on the message board about the fete and all a bit complimentary. But have a seat.
Oh, yes, thanks. There's quite a selection.
Oh, good. Anything so I don't have to put up this really wobbly photo of Joe's pole barn. Looks like somebody took it when they were drunk. I think I'll have to go and take one myself. Oh, my goodness, when was this one?
1970, that one.
Oh, look at that hat.
Who is it?
Why? Don't know who the hat is, but that's John Tregoran, look behind Gran.
What's he doing buying begonias from the plant stall? I thought he and Carol had a nursery. Oh,
market garden.
But were he and Carol even married in 1970?
Oh, yes, 67 they got married.
Oh, did they? Must have been too busy having Adam to notice.
I always assume they'd been married years longer than
no,
that.
No, no, no. They were both married before, though. And then she married... hang on, it's one of these. Charles Grenville, who bought the estate off Fairbrother, who'd bought it off the Squire.
The Squire? This is hilarious.
Oh, yes, here we are. That's Grenville, look.
Tall and dark as well. Carol must have a type.
Oh, isn't that, you know, that weird housekeeper of his, that French woman?
Oh, yes. What was her name?
What a riot.
Oh, she was a very dubious character. Wasn't there some trouble with the police?
Well, the way she's looking at that jug's a bit suspect.
Grenville didn't need a housekeeper anyway, once he got married. But of course, John was very cut up about that. He'd always had a thing about Carol.
So, Ambridge has always been a hotbed of jealousy and intrigue.
What do you mean, always?
Well, like it is today. Joe Grundy saying Linda's out to get him, Sid pushing me for cricket captain over Alistair.
Oh, yes, he said something about that.
I'm not a bit interested. I'll get it.
Oh, leave it, Adam. It can get on the machine.
No, it's probably Jeff wondering where the hell I am. Hello, Home Farm? Oh, Linda. Well, it's a bit tricky. She's got someone with her. Can I... All right, I'll see if I can interrupt. Sorry, Mum.
Oh, that's all right. Excuse me, Phil. Hello, Linda. Oh. Oh, no. Surely not. Yes, yes, I suppose you're better. Yeah. Oh. Well, thanks for telling me. Yeah. Bye.
What is it?
Oh, it's Foursquare. He's back on the board.
Elizabeth and Nigel are having an afternoon off.
We should do this more often.
What, sneak off for the afternoon?
Yeah, check out the opposition.
Suits me. Any excuse. So, come on, what have they got that we haven't when we do a country fair?
Well, oh, a fencing demonstration.
Fencing? Oh, Nigel, yes, that would be fabulous. All those thrusts and épées.
It's by the young farmers, Lizzie.
So?
More likely to be stakes and sledgehammers, don't you think?
Oh.
It'll still be good, though. I'll mark it up.
Somehow it doesn't have the appeal anymore.
We'll have to find you something else, then. What about gun dogs?
Nope.
Or corn dollies?
No. Oh, Nigel, look, bodging. Come on.
Oh, yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm. You were very taken with it when that bloke came to our fair, weren't you?
It seems such a perfect craft. You know, working with the wood, not battering it into shape.
Did you harvest it green?
Yeah. But you work it when it's still soft and easy to split.
I thought you were going to go on a course.
I was. Bodging for beginners.
So go.
Well, if I did, I mean, would something like this be small enough scale for you?
Instead of planting our own biomass block or setting up a wind farm, of course it would.
Good.
A little stool like he's making would be perfect for Freddie and Lily when they come out of the bath.
What, a commission already?
Of course.
Brilliant. I'm in business. I'll dig out the leaflet when I get home.
Yes, do. Now, shall we see how their ferret racing compares with Eddie's?
You're on.
English wine?
That sounds a jolly good idea. Thank you.
Nigel, I'm driving.
It's only a mouthful. And it's very light.
Is it? Oh, wow, how fruity.
I like this. If you don't want the rest of yours...
I didn't say that.
Should we get a case?
Nigel, I hope you haven't forgotten how you got interested in all this natural world stuff in the first place. Why you took up cycling?
Of course I haven't. And I promise you, Lizzie, I'm not going down that road again. Oh, so to speak. They're not far away, these people. We ought to do our bit for local agriculture.
I'll tell David to get planting a row of vines then, shall I?
It's only 10.5% alcohol. And there's a red as well.
Go on. Go and find that woman then. If we tell her we're from Lower Locksley, we might get a discount.
All right, all right. I'll marry you. You don't have to throw yourself at my feet.
I love.
Aye.
Oh, this is so awkward.
Yeah, what's Daddy doing down there, Ethan?
He's getting cramp. Hey, keep him away from those nails, huh?
Okay. Ben, where's your card? Here, look. Good boy.
Oh. Right. That should give the badger something to think about anyway.
It looks good.
Yeah. So what you been doing all afternoon?
Well, we went to the playground with Pip and Josh, didn't we, Ben? And we met Shula and Daniel. So they've gone back to the stables for the tea.
Oh, all right for some.
Then Ben had a little sleep and I went on the computer. Their milk records are all up to date.
Oh, brilliant.
And I had a look at the village website. Jennifer's done this great feature on fates past and present. There's some hysterical photographs.
Yeah?
Not that it stopped Foursquare sounding off.
Oh, don't tell me he's back.
Afraid so.
Oh, and I checked the emails. You've got quite a few that Linda's forwarded.
Oh, not again.
Sorry, I thought you might want to look at them ahead of the meeting tonight.
I'm sick of this.
You've hardly been elected 3 months.
No, not being a councillor, her. She's more trouble than the rest of the electorate put together.
Except maybe one.
Yeah. In the feed store, Joe.
Yeah, I hoped I'd catch you. Hello, young fella, me lady. What you got there, lady? Butter cows?
What can I do for you, Joe?
Well, there's a parish council meeting tonight.
Correct.
I've just come to tell you, in case it should come up, that I'm taking my responsibilities regarding our field very seriously and tidying it up.
Oh, that's great.
And I got some new evidence about the barn.
Evidence?
Mm. The corrugated iron club.
What? Tin tabernacles? Joyous new buildings of corrugated iron? Is this for real?
Well, of course it is.
Incredible.
You'd better get on to this, David. Maybe we could get Hollatree made a listed building.
Why not? I sent him a picture of my barn and give him one to Jennifer Aldridge for her website.
Good. You've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, good for you, Joe. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, I just hope them planners will be.
You're doing all you can. You've just got to get together all the evidence and present a good case next week.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Especially now Foursquare's back on the board.
I thought he was concentrating on discussing the fate.
He is, so far.
He or she.
Do you reckon you know who it is?
Well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? All that poison about my Bartleby. I mean, who's got it in for me at the moment?
You're not suggesting that Foursquare is Linda?
Surely not.
She just comes out and tells you what she thinks to your face.
Anyway, he's ranting against the llamas now.
Ah, well, that's just a blind, isn't it? Double bluff.
No, I'm sorry, Joe. It still doesn't sound very
likely
to me.
David! Ruth! Quickly!
That's terrific. I look forward to it. See you then. Bye.
Freddie and Lily want you to go and see them have their tea, Nigel.
I'm a bit busy right now.
Well, there's chocolate buttons.
Oh, well, why didn't you say? look, can you start phoning the ballooning people then, about the bank holiday?
Yes, sure. Oh, and Hayley reminded me we've got to have the children tomorrow while she's at Jamie's party.
Right. Lizzie, I've been thinking.
Yes.
About Siobhan. Look, if you're that worried about her, why don't you go and see her for a few days?
Oh, Nigel, that's very sweet, but how can I?
Well, you book a plane ticket, you pack a bag.
I can't leave you here to run the place on your own. Not when we're so busy.
Of course you can. I'd cope.
Could you? Honestly?
Yeah. You'd like to see her again, wouldn't you?
Oh, you know I would. Oh, I'd love to.
Well, there you are, then. You didn't really get much chance to talk to her properly at the christening. If you go on your own, you can have a proper catch-up.
Well, you're sure you really mean it?
Of course.
Oh, Nigel! Oh, thank you.
As long as it makes you happy.
Oh, it will. And I must do the same for you sometime.
You always make me happy.
Let you get away, silly. Like when you've arranged your bodging course.
Oh, funny you should mention that. I already have.
Oh, great. When?
Next week.
Next week?
I got a cancellation. Isn't that lucky?
Nigel Pardew, are you sneaky?
You don't mind, do you? I've checked the diary. There's only one conference.
For 100 people?
And I'll be back in time for the beer festival at the weekend.
Oh, will you?
Yes, I promise. Look, if you really don't want me to go...
It's all right.
Honestly, I mean, you really don't mind?
No, I don't mind. In a way, I'm quite pleased.
Oh?
Well, I was starting to worry this ecological stuff had made you go all soft and woolly, addled your brain.
I haven't slowed to a complete stop, you know.
Obviously not, if you've still got the wit to try a bit of blackmail.
No, Lizzie, you don't understand. It's not blackmail, it's bartering, which has very sound ecological principles, by the way.
Of course, it wouldn't have happened at all if I'd been able to lend you my llamas.
Seems like Jet did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did. You boy.
I've never seen a fox so bold. Right in amongst the chickens.
Cheeky beggar. All right, Jet, lie down. Lie down.
Jet hurled himself in there. Fox just turned tail and ran.
I don't blame him.
Don't suppose you'll be back in a hurry?
No. Such a pity I couldn't bring my llamas over, though. I'd love to have seen how they'd react.
What are they supposed to do, then?
Ah, well, by all accounts, they charge whatever it is, head down, and then pound the ground with their front feet, stamping and stamping.
Mm. Really?
Sounds a right performance to me.
You just will not have it, will you? You refuse to see what an asset my llamas are to this village.
Asset? Hang on a minute. Are we talking about the same llamas here? The llamas that got into my garden and what wrecked the Palm Sunday service? The same ones that pinched the apples off the windowsill down at Glebe Cottage, caused a riot in the pub?
Yes, yes, we are. and I would contend that my llamas are still more responsible inhabitants of this village than your family, with your old vehicles, your compost, your hideous garden ornaments, and your blot on the landscape bar.
Yeah, well...
All right, you two.
I'm glad you mentioned it. Here's another website you might be interested in.
What? The Corrugated Iron Club? Oh, please.
It does exist, Linda. It's not a wind-up.
What?
They seem to be saying that corrugated iron ought to be recognised as an integral part of the English countryside.
Do they indeed? Well, it remains to be seen whether the planning committee takes the same view about a totally illegal structure.
It ain't illegal yet.
Oh, it's only a matter of time, Joe. And I, for one, am quite happy to wait for the wheels of democracy to turn.
Yeah.
Talking of which, David, I don't seem to have had a reply to any of the emails I sent you. I'm sure you want to be aware of the issues which are bothering people.
People like Foursquare, eh?
Oh, Foursquare.
But then you'd know all about what bothers Foursquare, wouldn't you?
I might tell you, Joe, that I find Foursquare's postings as offensive as the rest of the village.
Yeah.
Well, can't you do anything about them?
Well, as Foursquare meets the criteria for membership of the board, not really, no. My role is to monitor, not to censor.
They're so negative, though.
Well, it's not entirely up to me, anyway. We're going to discuss it at the next website meeting.
Yeah.
You'll be there, Joe. You can make your feelings known.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry. If you'll excuse me, I got a bit of business with Bert Fry.
Oh, he's been spraying the spuds. Ah. He should be back by now.
Roger, I'll see you then.
Bye, Joe.
Well, I should be going as well.
Oh, bye then.
Oh. Goodbye.
Bye. David.
Well, honestly, I'm exhausted. What are they like, the two of them?
It's worse than trying to separate Pip and Josh when they're arguing.
Hey, is it cup of tea time?
Yeah, definitely. Come on, Ben. We're going in now.
Yeah, come on, mate. Let's go and get a drink.
What do you think the planning committee will decide?
Oh, no idea. Could go either way.
Yeah.
But, look, don't say anything to anyone, will you?
What?
Well, there's another planning thing come up. It's on the agenda for tonight. It's going to make Joe's barn look like pretty small beer.
What?
Would you believe Matt Crawford's mansion?
He's not still hoping to get away with that.
Mm-hmm. He's got his hands on that piece of land opposite Bluebell Cottage, right down to the corner.
But it's really pretty there, with the pond and everything.
I know. Oh. Yeah, so Linda, well, all of us really, might soon have a bit of a bigger fight on our hands.
Jack's in the money.
How's business then, Jennifer?
Oh, hello, Jack. Oh, not bad at all, I'm glad to say.
Hello, dear.
Oh, you haven't come all the way into Borchester to buy venison, surely. I could let you have some at home.
No, we've come in to spend a book token Jack had for his birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, from Craig and Helen.
Did you see that lovely picture of them in the Echo?
Oh, I haven't had a chance to look at a paper, I'm afraid.
They do seem happy together at the moment, those two. Perhaps it might stop Pat worrying about them quite so much.
I think it might take a bit more than a photo in the Echo, Mum.
Perhaps.
Tom's got another meeting with the supermarket tomorrow.
Has he?
Hopefully, to tell him they want to increase their order.
Peggy's got to safeguard her investment, haven't you, love?
Well, I'm sure it's safe enough with Tom. He works so hard, bless him.
Adam's been working flat out, too, what with the harvest and the strawberries to keep an eye on.
It's a busy time of year for everyone. I don't suppose Brian's had a chance to see much of Matt Crawford lately.
Not since the last board meeting. Why?
Well, when you see the Echo, it's the front page lead. Borchester Land Boss's bucolic bolt hole.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. You know Jack's got this new young woman editor.
Rebecca, she's very good.
She's a fan of alliteration, obviously. Well, what's the story?
Well, Matt Crawford's put in plans for his big house opposite Bluebell Cottage.
No.
I'm afraid so. The parish council are going to express their... How did George put it, Jack?
Disquiet, didn't he say?
Yeah, that's it. David's doing a letter to the district council.
Oh, dear. No doubt Foursquare will have something to say about that as well, then.
Oh, yes, I heard he'd cropped up again since the fate.
Yes, ranting on about anything and everything. He's gone quiet on Joe and Bart, though, thankfully. carefully. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, please take a leaflet. Those are about how we rear the deer, and those are... Okay?
I'm sorry, Jennifer, we're getting in the way of your customers.
Oh, it's all right. I've done pretty well this morning. I'm glad of a breather. I'm just waiting for the lunchtime rush now.
We must get on anyway. We thought we'd pop into Jack's for lunch.
Oh, lucky you.
I'm sorry, we can't ask you to join us. Oh, can we bring you anything back?
Oh, no, it's all right, thanks. There's plenty here if I want it.
Oh, yes, of course.
Tell you what, though, come round for a cup of tea this afternoon and show me what book you bought.
Hey. Oh, Fallon.
Nice packs, Ed.
Yeah, they ought to be. Oh, I've shoveled about 2 tons of hardcore this morning already.
Well, it's got to be cheaper than the gym.
I suppose. My dad's meant to be helping me out, but of course he's disappeared.
Saw you and him in the van last night.
That thing... That keeps stalling. Can't wait till I get a car of my own.
Well, haven't you got to pass your test first?
Yeah, I'm putting in for it.
Well, your insurance is going to cost a bit.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saving, isn't it?
Well, you got that £200 back from Jazza anyway. It's a good start.
Yeah. Fallon,
not you as well, Ed.
What do you mean, Mr. Aldridge?
Oh, they've all got their shirts off up at Home Farm. If you want to see a few rippling muscles, Fanny, you should come and check Adam out.
Oh, there's not much point, is there? He's not going to be interested in me.
Oh, come on, don't put yourself down. I'm sure one of you good-looking girls will reel him in before long.
Oh, I doubt it. I thought his tastes were different.
Nonsense. Now, I don't think you'll find Adam going for one of these horsey, county-type girls in pearls.
No, not from what I've heard.
Anyway, see you up there later, perhaps. Bye.
Bye. Is he young?
I don't know.
He must be in denial.
Yeah, more like he wants to lure you up there for himself with his reputation.
Oh, gross. What a pervert.
Yeah, right. Fallon, what are you doing today?
Lunchtime shift at the pub. Why?
It's just... Well, there's just something I want to talk to you about.
So come for a drink?
No, I told you, I've got to save up.
Oh, I reckon I can slip you a beer.
There's cider for free up at our field. Can meet up there later. Toss around in the barn.
Yeah. Okay, why not?
Not there. And he hadn't been since 12:30, apparently.
There's your tea, Mum.
Oh, thank you, dear. Leaving Emma to cope with the lunchtime trade on her own.
I was rather disappointed, I must say.
Well, where had he gone?
To Jamie's party, apparently, to help out.
I mean, I'm not saying he can't have any time off. If he'd asked me, I'm sure I'd have said yes. OK, Kenton, you go ahead. But
Jack.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Jack, you're too soft. He's just taking advantage.
Well, I do think it would have been nice to have been asked, or even told. As a courtesy more than anything else.
But Emma was coping, was she?
Oh, yes, it all seemed to be running quite smoothly. She and Frank had got it all under control.
But that's not the point.
Help yourself, won't you, to biscuits?
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, dear. And Emma did a very good job of covering for him, saying he was only down the road and he'd got his mobile.
I wouldn't want him making a habit of it, that's all.
I should think not. What do you pay him for?
Oh, perhaps it was a one-off and he just didn't think to tell you.
I think I might have to keep a bit of a closer eye on him from now on, all the same.
I don't know. This is how the other half lives, is it?
Hello, darling. Got some tea?
Brian.
Afternoon.
Oh, love a cup, please, darling. I'm parched. And I'm a bit dusty, I'm afraid. I've been clearing some chaff.
I'll make a bigger pot and get you a cup.
I'll help you, Jennifer. And I wanted to ask you something about the website.
Oh, it's better.
Harvest keeping you busy, Brian.
Oh, it's non-stop, Jack.
I thought that was how you farmers liked it. The weather's been fairly kind.
Yes, yeah, we're getting on well. And Adam's been working his socks off at the moment. Thank goodness.
I bet you're glad you've got him.
Oh, God, yes. I don't know where I'd be without him.
It must be difficult for you and Jennifer, though, with all this gossip.
Gossip?
About Adam. Mind you, I admire how you're handling it. People can be so judgmental, can't they? Just because someone's a bit, different in their preferences.
Different?
Eh? For a partner. Makes you wonder how much we've moved on at all, really, doesn't it? You'd think it was still illegal the way some people carry on.
Yes. Indeed. How are you anyway, Jack? I mean, how was your birthday?
Joe Grundy's got a pole barn. It isn't any old barn.
Any old barn? Oh, please.
Hang on, there's more. It's new, but at the same time, it's old.
Give me that.
Well, give me that then.
It isn't steel-plated, it's made of corrugated, and there's no end to the things it can hold. Oh, this is garbage.
Oh, it's Bert Fry's best. Joe got him to write it, and it's going on the website, according to him.
Oh, they're mental. A lot of them are mental.
Yeah, right. So, what is this thing you've got to talk to me about, then?
Oh, just stuff.
What?
You know, the other day, when Giles gave me back that money.
Yeah.
Well, where'd he get it from, Fallon?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know either. But I've been wondering. You know that boiler and them rads that went missing?
You never think Jazzo did that.
Well, I don't know.
You reckon?
I don't know.
Nah, come on, Ed. He ain't got the brains.
All right, not on his own, maybe. What about with Stu and some of his mates? They're well dodgy.
Well, you reckon they've been watching the new houses?
Could be.
Well, what's it to you if he did do it?
What's it to me? That money he's given me is hot. I could be, like, what, an accessory or something.
But if the police ain't picked anyone up for it, they're probably not going to now.
You don't know that.
Anyway, it's never bothered you before.
What do you mean?
You and Jazz ripping off CDs and selling them at boot sales.
Well, there's a bit of a difference between that and thieving from inside houses. Planning it, selling the stuff on.
Oh, so what are you going to do, Mr. Angelic? Give the money back? Go to the police?
No. I just thought maybe I should speak to Jazz.
Oh, well, that's nice. I know how I'd feel if I paid someone back money I owed and they came on to me accusing me of robbing it.
I don't know what to do, Fallon.
Keep quiet. You've got your money. Leave it.
Yeah.
Get over it, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Here, give us that cider.
Here.
Jenny?
Yes? I'm up here, Brian. Just printing off some more venison leaflets.
Well, I'll hold you up. I'm going straight back out again.
Did you find that pie in the fridge?
Oh, yes. I'll take it out with me.
Oh, good. Yeah, I can't believe how many of these leaflets we're getting through.
No. Jenny, why didn't you tell me?
What?
About Adam being gay.
Oh.
I take it you've known for some time.
Not that long.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me.
Well, it's not my news to broadcast. And for a start...
Well, it seems to have been broadcast pretty widely in the village.
Has it? Is that how you heard?
No, no, it was something Jack said. But I realise now what Ed and Fallon were sniggering about.
Oh.
Yes, I mean, how did it get out?
Well, I don't know. No one said anything to me, and I haven't... Oh, it could be through Brenda Tucker, I suppose.
Brenda?
Well, you know, she and Adam went out last week. It must have come up there.
Oh, terrific. Can you imagine what Mike Tucker will make of this? Oh, Neil. Oh, my God. I've been working with him all week.
So...
And what about the family? Do they know?
Mum and Jack do, yes. But as for the rest, I'm not sure. But, well, what if they do?
Oh, Jenny.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. Adam's not ashamed. Are you?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, he has been wanting to tell you. He just couldn't find the right time.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's not very nice, I must say, to find you being left completely out of the loop. I mean, have you any idea what an idiot I feel being the last to know?
Well, actually, yes. I have. Don't you talk to me about loops. What were you doing to me all last year? Now you know what it feels like.
Yeah, hang on. This is a bit different.
Well, I'm saying...
I never asked you to live with Siobhan, expected you to work alongside her, insinuated her into your life.
What? She insinuated herself pretty well, if you ask me.
Okay. Well, let's leave Siobhan out of it.
I really don't see what difference Adam being gay makes to your working relationship with him anyway, or any other relationship for that matter. Well, you say you've got a problem with it?
No. You heard me, didn't you?
But I heard you. Just not sure I believe you.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm fine about it.
You're not, Brian. And you wonder why he found it hard to tell you.
I'm just hacked off about the way I had to find out, that's all.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, I better get back out there. We're going to press on till dark. The forecast said the weather could break up.
It's no good pretending, Brian.
I'm not. I'll see you later.
Don't you dare let this come between you.
What?
I won't have you driving him away like you did Debbie.
Oh, come on, Ginny.
Not when I've only just got him back.
Tom has to meet with Nicky.
Thank you.
seat.
Thanks, Nicky. How are you?
Very well, thanks. It's not good news, Tom.
No, you said.
These are the last full week's figures from all the stores, and these are the overnights for this week so far.
Right.
Your sausages aren't shifting in anything like the quantities we need.
It's only been 2 months.
Precisely. That's a long time.
It's nothing.
It's plenty.
Well, surely you can see it's going to take longer than that to build a brand, establish some customer loyalty.
The customers have had 2 whole months to get used to the brand, Tom. They should be coming back for more, and they're not.
Peak
barbecue season. It's the first week of the school holidays. I don't see either of those things reflected in the figures.
School holidays? Oh, come on, my sausages aren't exactly aimed at mums with kids.
No, not at £3.29 a pack, they're not.
Most of them are just going to buy those emulsified things with toothpaste in the middle.
Oh.
What?
It's price resistance, Tom. Your sausages are too expensive.
Nicky.
They've got to go below the £3 mark. Oh,
no, no way.
£2.99 maximum.
This is just a knee-jerk reaction.
It's not, Tom, not at all.
I'm still building the brand. The in-store promotions are working a treat. Only this week I was in...
You won't see it, will you? Are you a masochist or what? These are the stores where you've done your promotions. People might buy one pack on the day, but there's no sustained increase in sales.
Right.
I'm afraid the only person your promotions have convinced is you. You thought bangers and cash easy, right?
It's not that. They're a good product, Nicky. I know they are. I just want people to like
and
them.
People may do, but not enough to shell out what you're asking for them.
So what are you saying? You're telling me we've got to drop the price to £2.99?
No, I'm not saying that exactly.
What then?
You do have a choice. You can either drop the price by 30 pence or we'll have to revise our order. Trim it back quite significantly.
Hell.
I'm sorry, Tom. That's the way it is.
Ryan? Oh, sorry.
33.8. Oh, we can have another week.
I'll get the gate.
Oh, thanks. God, warm again, isn't it, after that rain?
Yeah, that's what I was coming to say. I'm going to give it another hour, then I reckon we'll be okay to make a start on the 69-acre field.
Oh, good, because with Jeff knocking off early.
Well, it's all right, I can carry on this evening.
If the next weather front doesn't come in.
We'll just have to see.
I thought it was going to break up yesterday. Said on the radio.
We've got a respite anyway.
Maybe check the long-range forecast.
Brian, is this how it's going to be?
Sorry?
I mean, talking about the weather, how British can you get?
Well, I'm not sure.
I know the weather's important, but I had thought maybe we'd got something a bit more significant to talk about.
Yeah.
Look, I know you know. And first of all, I want to apologise. Well, not for being gay, but for not telling you.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
Well, it does. It matters to me. I should have just got on with it.
It really doesn't matter.
I think it does. I never meant you to find out from gossip.
No, well, it's done now. Who's spoken to David about the rest of his barley?
No.
Only we can't afford a repeat of last week's pantomime.
There won't be. I'll make sure I walk it again with David over the weekend. I know there's one patch with quite a lot of lodging and the rooks have been at it.
Right.
Thought Tom would be back by now.
Yes.
2 o'clock he was seeing Nicky, wasn't he?
I haven't a clue.
Mobile switched off.
Really? Well, I don't know, Kirsty. Perhaps they've gone for a drink.
What?
Well, it was only a routine chat, wasn't it? I expect she made it for Friday on purpose, so she could slope off early.
I don't think she's the sloping off type, Tony.
Huh? Where is it?
What are you looking for?
My 950 generator.
What's it look like?
Well, it's just a smallish, plasticky, I don't know, boxy type thing.
That's not much help.
I've found my big wrench anyway.
That's something.
Not that I can boost the heat in the polytunnel with that.
No. Was that a car?
I can't even think when I last had it.
Oh, it was. Tom? How was it?
Get out of the car.
Sorry, I was worried. Oh.
Helen let you go early?
Yeah, she said I was making her nervous.
Silly. Have you seen it, Tom?
What's that?
The 950 generator.
No.
Oh, it's gone walkabout. You haven't lent it to anyone?
I told you, I haven't seen it.
Well, maybe I did. I don't know. Anyway, now you're back, you can get on with those bales, can't you?
What?
They've already had one soaking. I want them in tonight.
But, Dad...
I thought we had a deal.
We did, but...
I'd have liked them in yesterday, but no. It was all go at the famous sausage factory.
When I said Friday, I thought I'd be able to do them this morning, but with the rain...
Yeah, well, tough. Look, I worked around you yesterday, so you can fit in with me today.
Why didn't you do them yourself this afternoon?
Oh, how long have you got? I've been cutting salads, cultivating stubble.
Oh, forget it. I'll do them.
Thank you. And how was your meeting, anyway?
Fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to get the cows in, then.
Terrific.
I can't wait for these sausages of yours to make a million, Tom. Because at this rate, the time you're spending on them is going to bankrupt the farm.
Ha ha.
Right, I'll see you later.
Oh, Tom. How was it really?
Don't suppose you fancy giving me a hand with some small bales.
The rape seems to be coming off well. We'll be lucky to get much over 1.5 tons to the acre, though.
Yeah. It's been a lazy crop all along, this one. Slow to gather up and poor podding.
Perhaps we should give this variety a miss next year.
Yes, well, I'll take a view on that when it's dried and clean.
Right. Thanks, Jeff. You get off. And remember, if you can't be good, be very good. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
He's on a promise, some girl he met Wednesday night.
Really? Well, good for him.
Brian, this isn't going to work.
What?
Are you being so uptight? Acting as if I'm some sort of freak.
Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, if you've got some kind of problem with my being gay, I wish you'd just say so.
There's no problem, Adam. It's just going to take me some time to get used to the idea, that's all.
Which means you have got a problem with it. You either accept it or you don't.
I'm telling you, there's absolutely no problem. And I really don't see the point in us having exhaustive discussions about it. Certainly not here.
Look, you'll be taking over on the combine in a minute. It's nicely time-limited. Can we just talk about it and get it over with?
There's nothing to talk about.
You're clearly not thrilled
about... Oh, great. Save me a hike up to the house.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Evening.
Getting on before the next band of rain, are you?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Tom is lugging bales. At least I hope he is. I've got trouble tearing him away from those sausages of his these days.
How did he get on this afternoon?
What, with Nicky? What's her name? Oh, all right, I think. He hasn't said much.
That doesn't sound like Tom. He's normally full of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, why I came, I haven't lent you my 950 generator, have I, Brian?
No. No, I mean, we've got a couple of our own.
No, I thought not. I've rung Mike, David, and everyone I can think of.
Greg? Eddie?
Well, haven't lent it to Greg.
No one ever lends anything to the Grundys.
Oh.
I can't help you, I'm sorry.
I reckon it must have been nicked, you know.
From out in the fields?
Could be. Or even the workshop. It's another couple of £100 I'll have to find.
And it's never worth claiming on the insurance, I'm heard.
No, never. Cunning devils.
You might as well let the police know all the same.
Yes, I suppose so.
It's not the first thing that's gone missing around here lately, is it?
No, but honestly, if they're targeting the farms now, not just places like the new estate where it's easy pickings...
Well, the farms are easy pickings too, Tony. We're all out in the fields this time of year.
Yeah. We ought to do something about it, though. Set up our own farm watch.
They've got one of those at Edgeley. Nick Springs in it. You know, he's in with us on Hassett Hills.
It didn't stop him getting his ATV nicked before Christmas.
Knowing Nick, he probably left the keys in it.
Actually, it was in a locked shed. And I think I know him a bit better than you did.
Sorry?
Well, anyway, we're not going to get farm watch off the ground at the moment, are we? No one's got a second to spare.
She is being leaned on, you know. I'm sure of it.
Are you?
Yeah, by her bosses.
But I thought she was the one in charge of developing local products.
Well, yeah, she is, but there's bound to be someone she reports to, isn't there?
Oh, can we have a break?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Give me a hand down.
That's all right, I'll come up there. It's comfier.
Well, bring the cans then.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks. Cider with Kirsty, eh? Well... Lager.
Yeah.
So look, your sausages are going to be £2.99 instead of £3.29. What's so terrible about that?
Well, apart from the fact that I was wrong. Apart from the fact people don't appreciate they're worth £3.29.
Apart from that.
Kirsty, it's not even about the 30 pence they're knocking off the shelf price. It's about how much less they'll be paying me.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to expect you to take 30 pence less, surely?
No, I hope not. I don't know exactly how much less yet. Nicky said she got to refine it.
Nice. There's always a kind of cover-up word, isn't there?
Yeah, but whatever it is, 10 pence up, please, not 15. Puts all the figures I did for my business plan up the spout.
Right.
Everything I worked out, everything I borrowed, the bank, it was all based on them selling at 3.29 a pack.
Yeah, of course.
I've got fixed overheads. Renting the unit, Stan, Susan.
Oh, Tom.
10 pence might not sound like very much, but that 10 pence is a good bit of my profit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
I really am. Is there anything I can do?
No, it's out of my hands.
There must be something.
Believe me, there isn't. Kirsty.
Yeah?
Don't tell anyone, will you?
No, not if you don't want me to.
I don't.
Okay. I won't say anything.
We've got to keep looking confident. Once you start talking the product down, then other people do, you've had it.
Okay. Anything else?
Just wait, really.
To see if sales pick up when they're cheaper?
Yeah.
Because then they'll have to increase their order, won't they? Then you'll be back where you started.
Oh, Kirsty.
Oh, babe.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.